very, very tight book. I mean, was that something that it just naturally became that way for you, or was that something you really had to actively work for? I mean, it's very, really the best word is tight. I mean, there's no wasted stuff. It's very concise. It's very, you know, it's constantly driving forward.
Yeah.
So
I think screenwriting definitely affects the way I write novels, which screenwriting for us, because we write action movies, we write thrillers, is pace and getting them in and out and making the viewer on the edge of their seat is the equivalent of making a reader sit there and turn pages. And so I'm definitely thinking, I think amateur writers' biggest mistakes a lot of times are starting a scene too early and finishing it too late. And so if you can cut out the beginnings and the ends of those scenes, then all of a sudden you're driving, everything's driving forward. And I don't want them to stop reading. That's the greatest compliment I can get, is when somebody says they read it over one night. You know, so that's, I just enjoy it. Those are the kind of books I love, too.
Means you got to get the third one out, though.
Yeah.
You're like, look, I just finished it, Derek. What am I going to do now? I got nothing.
Give me a couple years.
Do you have, I mean, obviously you already said you're working on on a continuation of this, and certainly your films are these driving, testosterone-driven action films by and large. Is there a soft side? Is there some desire, whether it be as a novelist or even as a screenwriter, do you want to do comedy?
Is I think the only things Michael and I wouldn't do are romantic comedies, because that's just not our world. I don't really go see those movies. So, but I do like, you know, I like drama. I definitely like, you know, I thought The Hurt Locker was one of the best movies of the year, and would love to have a movie like that under my belt. So there's, I mean, I guess that's got some action elements to it, but we love suspense, and we just did a book adaptation for New Line called The 13th Hour. A novelist named Richard Deutsch wrote the book, and it's that same kind of murder mystery with a little bit of supernatural element. And we just gravitate towards those things. We love spy movies. We love spy thrillers. And we're adapting a Robert Ludlum book right now, too. So those are just, that's what we love.
Musicals?
So, you know, I guess. Huh? Well, maybe. I do sing a mean karaoke, so maybe. But you know what's funny is I grew up reading Hardy Boys books when I was a little kid, you know, when I was second grade. And those, every chapter ended with, the car went off the cliff. It's like the old serials. Mm-hmm. And then you'd turn the page and be like, of course they jumped out right before it went off the cliff, but you had to keep reading. And that's, I think those influenced me as much as anything. Columbus comes out November 15th of this year, it'll be in bookstores everywhere. So, as we say, wherever fine books are sold. But, so I'm very excited about that.
And that, again, was my visit earlier with Derek Hass. His new book is Columbus, a Silver Bear Thriller. And, of course, since it's a sequel, you need to go out and get a silver bear as well.
Yes, and musicals, Greg?
Yeah, you know, I was trying to push him for that. Yeah. I thought, you know, I thought maybe we could get into a Sweeney Todd category or something.
Could
because,
happen.
Because, you know, he and Michael Brandt is his writing partner. He spoke about Michael a few times there, and right. I didn't throw that in there before we started, but he is they write screenplays together. And as he said in the interview, they've been doing it since they were students at Baylor University.
I like it. An assassin operetta.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. This is, as we said in the interview, this character of Columbus, this hitman, it's all in first person, and you just don't want to, you root for the guy.
Right.
You really
mm-hmm.
do, and you don't want to. You know, you find yourself thinking, why am I rooting for this guy?
Being able to take a morally damaged character and turn him into a hero, I think, is a real special skill.
Exactly. And as Derek said, it gives him the flexibility that he doesn't have in Hollywood. There's so many controls in Hollywood, and with the novel, it's his novel. He does what he likes with it. And earlier we talked about, as he is a Radio Classics fan, and listening to shows like Suspense and The Whistler and the detective stories like Richard Diamond and Philip Marlowe and Sam Spade, led him to that short form website, the popcornfiction.com, which is a great read. And it includes I don't have all the names in front of me, but like the screenwriter for L.A. Confidential, the screenwriter mm-hmm. for Little Man Tate. I mean, these folks that actually make their living writing movies, and they write these wonderful little, like, all-encompassing little short stories.
They can just roll around and have fun.
Well, we got to wrap it up, Greg. We were going to ask you about
away.
Your channel, but
mm-mm.
maybe next time.
Yeah.
164 on XM, 118 on Sirius.
And we love it. You know how much I listened.